Here's why most people stay stuck. Here's why when most people slip in a pile of poo, they stay in a pile of poo for a long time. I don't want you to do that anymore. I don't ever want to do it again. I've been there. I've done that. God, I think one time I stayed in a pile of poo for years. I know I did. And I can promise you I'll never do that again because I know better. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 14th of November. Today we're going to talk about my five secret words, my five magic words. I love my five magic words because they change everything. And I mean everything. Because back in the old days, I felt that I actually needed, the old me felt that he needed to be constantly using affirmations. Felt that he needed to be using brainwave recordings to make sure. Felt that he needed to watch his words carefully. Felt that he needed help. I felt that I needed all this because I was believing in powers outside of me. I thought I was believing in powers in me. All right, well, the trickiest one, you're going to love this. I believed that I had to sufficiently impress upon my subconscious. And one of the teachers out there that I met told me to use affirmations. So I used affirmations to sufficiently impress upon my subconscious, and I found out that Neville used that phrase, sufficiently impress upon your subconscious. Well, using affirmations must be the right thing to do, right? Well, then I discovered later on Neville dropped that phrase because he said that people, the whole thing with the subconscious complicates everything up. And he changed things. He revealed a new level of truth, and that was to sufficiently impress upon yourself. To sufficiently impress upon yourself, notice how that stops denying that you're the power. See, whenever you start going, I've got the subconscious, and the subconscious has beliefs, and I have to sufficiently impress upon my subconscious to form a new belief, it's like all that's outside of you. Or it's inside of you, but you don't know where. You see, I love when Neville says later on, prayer is to be contrasted with an act of will. Prayer is a surrender. You surrender to the state of your wish fulfilled. You slide into it. You don't battle for it. Anyway, let's let that be the introduction. Ready? So I've got five magic words. I want you to tattoo these on your brain. Ready? Move into a new groove. Move into a new groove. Keep repeating that. It's not an affirmation. It's a way of life because when I get stuck, I just celebrate noticing. I notice that I'm stuck. And then I move into a new groove. And when you think about it, just celebrating when you notice that you're stuck automatically has you move into a new groove. Because when you notice that you're stuck and you find yourself celebrating because you notice that you're faster than you think, faster than you feel. You're fast enough to notice how you think and how you feel and what you think and what you feel. And noticing that you're the noticer moves you to a new groove. And I love this whole day, this whole way of you move into a new groove by beginning to simply celebrate. Stop and be still and celebrate. It's the stillness of you, by the way, that notices whenever your train is going down the wrong track. You celebrate noticing my train's been going down a wrong track and it has you instantly move into a new groove. And you get to notice that you noticed. You get to celebrate that you noticed. You get to celebrate that you are God having the adventure of a lifetime. 100% human, 100% divine. Your imaginal senses are your salvation. Neville Goddard said, predetermine what you would hear. Neville Goddard said, to listen as though you heard. When you do that, you will never feel like you're talking yourself into anything. You will never try to talk yourself into anything. I listen as though I heard your feedback about today's podcast. You move into a new groove. See, this is why you don't need brainwave recordings. Right? You only need them if you're at war. You only need them if you're believing that there's something out there or in there that's not you. Yeah, it's my subconscious. It's not me. I'm out of touch with it. Or maybe it's me, but I don't understand where it is. See, it just gets weird and complicated. Moving to a new groove. Stop and be still. Celebrate noticing. Let a smile honestly show up inside your being. And then just notice, hey, what would I hear if my wish were fulfilled? And listen. Listen as though you've heard it. There's a lot of power in that little phrase. It helps you move into a new groove. Because you're not pretending to hear. You're actually listening as though you just heard. How would you feel if you saw the world from the state of your wish fulfilled? Let that rise within your being as you move into a new groove. So you'll notice it's all about relax, settle into, stretch, open up, allow yourself to experience. If you got gold today, join remarkable.com. Remarkable is our 12-month program. It begins with, it begins in January. But if you save your spot now, here's what happens. You get immediate access to the members' vault, over $1,000 worth of time-tested and proven goodies. You also get a chance to work with me. If you go to joinremarkable.com, you'll see you've got a chance to work with me one-on-one for free. And you've got a chance. Well, you get the Remarkable Vault when you sign up, right? Members only, $1,000 worth of cool goodies. Actually, over 1,000, but who's counting? JoinRemarkable.com. Stop trying to do this all on your own. Start having a hell of a lot more fun. Move into a new groove. Now for fun, I want you to imagine this is fun and easy. Because all you've got to do is allow yourself to start to experience what would imply your wish is fulfilled. You'd move into a new group. When you saw that electric bill, you go, okay, it's $300 higher, no biggie. I'll just serve more. You'd move into a new group. When you see she hasn't texted, you go, she's probably just having fun. Time slips away. That's all right. You'll see her soon enough. You move into a new groove. When the phone rings, you don't cringe, you get curious. You move into a new groove. You find yourself waking up and getting out of bed, eager to look forward to dance with, to dive into your day. Start imagining all this, gang. This is a total way of life. You move into a new groove. Imagine up some yummy as we go into the sun. You get to move into a new groove. You notice how easy I let it be? That's easy when you start to explore how vast and fast you are. You are 100% human, that's true. You're also 100% divine, that's truth. My name is Mr. 2020, and I invite you to join us in Remarkable. JoinRemarkable.com. Have a lovely day. See ya.